everyone, and welcome to the Speak English podcast. As promised, I'll first read a small passage to you, and then I'll define 10 new expressions I used at the end of the episode. So let's get started with this lesson.
David sneaked into the laundry room without Maria noticing. He was breathing down her neck and watching whether Maria would go back on the promise she made to herself. Maria took a vow that she would never smoke again after her mother's death. Maria called it quits because her mother passed away due to lung cancer, and that broke her down even more. But watching if Maria would light up a cigarette wouldn't make the situation better. David needed to know that acting this way would rub her the wrong way and would make her even more mad, because this would leave her feeling as if she was cheating on herself. David needed to trust and support her instead of discouraging her by being overbearing and watching her every move. Maria knew that such a decision needs a lot of effort, but still she took the plunge. She was doing a great job. Although she went cold turkey, she hasn't smoked a cigarette since.
Since I'm done reading the passage, let's define all the idioms and phrasal verbs I used previously. So let's get started with the idioms. Idiom number one, breathe down somebody's neck, is defined as watch somebody very closely, often in an annoying way. Idiom number two, call it quit, is defined as quit or stop an activity. Idiom number three, go cold turkey, is defined as stop an addiction all at once, not gradually. Idiom number four, rub the wrong way, is defined as irritate or annoy. And finally, idiom number five, take the plunge, is defined as begin an important or difficult task that you've been thinking about for a long time. Now finally, let's define all the phrasal verbs. Number one, pass away, is defined as die. Number two, sneak in, is defined as to enter a place without being noticed. Number three, light up, is defined as to light something or smoke. Number four, break down, is defined as when someone loses self-control and is emotionally and or mentally agitated. And finally, number five, cheat on, is defined as trick someone.
I hope that you have enjoyed my lesson, and thank you so much for listening to me. If you have any questions, you can always hit me up on Anchor website. Catch you later!